Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Robert Grady is our guest. Rob is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, 3rd edition, and it's all about how to help you put your best foot forward in the marketplace. In the multimedia way. So I encourage you to check that out. And that's robertgrady.com, right, Rob? And that's G-R-E-
correct.
G-R-E-D-E is how you spell his last name.
G-R-E-D-E.
So check that out. Rob, we're talking about the three essentials that you have to have for good copy. You told us in the last hour, the headline, you got to have interesting copy. And then you got to have, you can only sell one thing. You can't complicate. The cardinal sin of the marketplace is to confuse your customer.
Absolutely.
So go through the three and give us more details.
Well, as I said, there are the three fundamentals of good content. And I want to say, I want to avoid the word copywriting because everybody says, oh, well, copywriting is what you do for an advertisement. But this works for emails. It works for your Twitter feed. It works for your blog. It works for any kind of written communication that you want to use to sell or to create an impression or change the behavior of a client or a customer. As I said, five times as many people read a headline as read the body copy, so a good headline is worth 80 cents of every advertising dollar. So pack in your name, your product benefit, and a catchy appeal to your target audience if you can.
Especially these days with indexing, with search engine indexing.
Oh, sure. So keywords, things like that. But, you know, when we're talking an email, that's not as important. There are certain words or phrases that work wonders in a headline. And I know they're going to sound like cliches, Jim, but things like suddenly, announcing, miracle, how to or advice to, the truth about, hurry, you know, compare this or that. All of those kinds of things, I know that they sound like cliches, but by golly, people read them. If it says, hurry, do this, announcing, do that, come in
power, and powerful.
Yep. Well, those are all of those
exciting,
kinds of words.
Exciting, whatever.
Those grab attention, and they will help you create that excitement for your customers and clients. So I'm a big advocate of using what works.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
The other thing I'd say is don't be afraid of a long headline. People like to read. Research has shown that headlines of 10 words or longer are actually outperform shorter headlines.
Wow.
So people think that if you have a real short little headline that that's going to be good for you. But one of the best headlines of all time was David Ogilvy's, at 60 miles per hour, the loudest noise in the new Rolls Royce comes from the electric clock. But you know what?
That headline
grabbed people's attention and sold a whole lot of, and at least made people interested in looking at Rolls Royce. The second commandment I said, or the second rule of good copywriting, is make your copy interesting. And I know that sounds, I make it sound easy just by saying that, but you can make your copy interesting if you speak in the voice of your listener. Sounds kind of simple, right? But think about it. If you're talking to electrical engineers, you're going to talk very differently than if you're talking to the masses or kids or someone else who doesn't have that sort of training. I always like to say the best way to sell people, Jim, is to pretend that you're sitting on a bar stool and your customer sits down next to you and says, hey, I'm thinking about buying such and such. What would you recommend? And then just tell them in the voice that that person has asked the question. If it's an electrical engineer, that question is going to be more complex or is going to contain jargon of the industry. So you speak in that language. But if it's the masses, you speak in the language of the masses. Sounds simple, but it's very, very telling. Just use the language that they're asking the question.
Well, and also make sure that you got to use good grammar. You know, you can't be cavalier. Like, you know, some people when they write emails, they don't pay attention to punctuation and good grammar. You know, when you're writing content, when if it's content, people expect you to know your P's and Q's.
Jim, I would say that there is an exception to that rule in that, first of all, I agree, yes, you need to make sure that no spelling and punctuation errors, things like that. But you don't need to use complete sentences. The way your high school English teacher...
No, I hear you. Now, and see, that's a voice. That's when you're That's when you're writing in your voice.
People don't talk that way.
The way
you shouldn't... Yeah. Exactly. You shouldn't write
that
way.
Yeah, no, that's right.
You don't need to write your ad copy that way either.
Let's get to the third one now before we run out of time.
Okay. Selling the primary benefit and selling it fast, usually in the form of quality, service, or price. You want to pick which one you're going to sell, but sell only one thing
at a time.
There's only one successful ad campaign in history that sold more than one thing, and that was Miller Lite, less filling, tastes great. Beyond that, there's been no successful campaign.
Just like when you're trying to get an appointment, close for the appointment. Don't close the sale. Just close for the appointment.
Yeah. I mean, we don't care that your building's been around since the 50s or that you've been in business since the 30s. You know, that's fine. If you're trying to sell me longevity and dependability, that may be okay to substantiate.
Mm-hmm.
But sell me one thing. What is the primary benefit, and why should I be buying from you? And then stick with that. Don't talk to me about quality and then, low price also. And also, we have great service. No. You're confusing me. Tell me one thing.
All of this and more, ladies and gentlemen, is in his book, Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, 3rd edition, by Robert Grady, GREDE.com. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Jim, always glad to talk with you. You have a good day.
We'll see you next time. Rob Grady, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.